Hello there. Welcome to Scrum Positive. This is Vinod Narayan. Thanks for tuning in. And Happy New Year, because this is a new year. I think the last Scrum Positive video that I made, or the podcast episode, I think that was in October. But then yesterday, I looked at that and I figured out that I had made the video, but I had not uploaded it as a podcast. And I said, okay, right, let me do that. So the last podcast episode was recent, but the last video episode was in October. So I was under the thought that why should I even do this? Why should I continue doing this? There are a lot of people who became followers of this channel over the past probably 7-8 months. But then again, sometimes it's very difficult to have niche channels and work on them. But when 2024 came, I said, no. Because this, what I do over here in this channel, is exactly what I do as part of my professional life, as work. I've been working on Scrum for about 13, 14 years now. And not just Scrum, Agile. Sometimes it is Kanban, sometimes it is Scrum, sometimes it is program management, Scrum-ish program management and project management. So I thought it would be good to discuss about, have a channel talking about Scrum. A few weeks back, I thought maybe I should not be calling it Scrum, I should call it Agile, because how can I talk about Kanban when I have a channel, the name of which is Scrum Positive? So then I decided, no, Scrum Positive sounds better. It's got a ring to it. And today, I want to talk to you about anti-patterns. I'm not going to talk about Scrum anti-patterns. You can search on Google, you'll find it. So we always discuss about anti-patterns. We come up with anti-patterns. We document that. We do all these things. But then I was wondering, where did that terminology come? Where did that word come? When did people start using this word called anti-pattern? And I went and Googled. That's what we do, right? When we've been doing something for quite some time, but we don't know where it came from. And anti-pattern as the word, I think it has something to do with that. Like, we keep doing something without knowing what it is. So anti-pattern, apparently it was there in a 1995 book. The book was called Design Patterns, and by the computer programmer Andrew Koenig. And in that book, that's when they first coined that term anti-pattern. But there was a book called Anti-Patterns in 1998, so 3 years after that. And that's when this whole concept of anti-pattern, that word, got popularized. And the interesting thing in design patterns, what they say, and I was reading this, I didn't know that before. It's so important to know that we don't know a lot of things. And there's always something to learn. Even if you've been working in a field for quite a long time, that doesn't mean you know a lot of things. There are many things that we take for granted. Yeah, we talk about anti-patterns. I know how many conversations I've had with people about anti-patterns in Scrum without really knowing where did this anti-pattern word come from, right? That's the whole idea of this channel. Not to tell you what I know, it is also for me to learn what I don't know. And then when I learn something new, I can share it with you. So this anti-pattern, how is it different from bad habit, bad process, bad idea, bad practice? How is that different? How is anti-pattern different from that? Now, when it is a bad habit, you know it's a bad habit. When you know it's a bad practice, it is a bad practice, you know that. Anti-patterns, you don't know they are bad. So it's a very common response to a problem that exists, a way of solving that problem. And it might look to be a good way of solving that problem, but the real result of it, it has a lot of negative consequences other than the problem it's trying to solve. So we tend to not look beyond that process or that pattern. And that's a big problem. So you can look at being late for a meeting. That's not a anti-pattern. That's being late for a meeting is a bad practice. It's a bad habit. Don't do it. But there are things that you think are good, but then it is an anti-pattern. Now, we can look at another. So the thing about anti-pattern, and I'm just reading out some of the notes that I put in over here. Sometimes there might be things that we start doing to address a certain problem, and it might seem like a good solution at this point. And we keep doing it. We keep doing it. And then over a period of time, things would have changed. People would have changed. New ideas would have come. The product that we developed would have changed. The customer would have changed. The world has changed. Everything would have changed. But then we still continue to do the same pattern, the same things, because it solved an issue earlier. So something that was probably a good way to go becomes an anti-pattern over time. So it's always important for us to re-evaluate what we're doing and kind of figure out, okay, is this now an anti-pattern? Should we change that? And I've also seen in my work life, there are companies in which something is not an anti-pattern. And you go to another company in a different culture, it becomes an anti-pattern. Now, when we talk about Scrum, obviously there are different organizations which talk about Scrum. There are organizations or knowledge bodies that tell this is how Scrum has to be done, or this is how you do Scrum, or whatever it is. But even there, you can find contradictions, or you can find conflicts. So what do we do as people who work in Scrum? It's for us, it's important that we work with our team, we work with the people within the organization, and then kind of decide what is an anti-pattern. So once we document all these anti-patterns, I think we should revise those anti-patterns as time goes by, because things change and things could be different. So there should be discussions of anti-patterns. And sometimes I think it can get very passionate, because you say something is an anti-pattern, which always people have this negative notion about anti-pattern. Say that I'm doing something regularly and I'm a big proponent of that, and someone says that, damn, that's an anti-pattern. I'm going to get angry. I'm going to feel bad, right? Something that I keep doing and I propose becomes an anti-pattern for someone. So I think this will be a very interesting conversation. So I'm not going to talk about any anti-patterns. I just wanted to share about anti-patterns, so you get this opportunity to go and search. See, there are so many anti-patterns if you search for Scrum anti-patterns, or you search for product owner anti-patterns, Scrum Master anti-patterns. Any things of that sort, if you say an anti-pattern, you would find out a lot of pointers there. And I think the action item that we should all do is to kind of list out those anti-patterns and try to discuss that within the team. And maybe sometime in the near future, I will take some anti-patterns and talk about it. But the reason I'm not doing it in this video is that what I say as an anti-pattern is not necessarily how it's going to be. Take anything from the internet, anything that people consider as anti-pattern. For example, I'll just give you one: lack of cross-functional teams. I mean, I just took it over the internet. They say that that's an anti-pattern. Is that an anti-pattern? I don't know. Lack of cross-functional teams is a problem, right? It's not an anti-pattern. Why do you not have cross-functional teams? Is it because that you wanted people all focused on one function and you don't need cross-functional? There was a time when teams were made based on functions, and now you are moving more towards cross-functional teams because the teams are able to deliver an end product or a value completely with minimum dependencies with other teams. Or you have teams which have certain functions, but you work as a collective team with cross-functional expertise, right? Within a team, there might be cross-functional expertise, but few teams will come together and make a cross-functional collaborative environment where they can work. So I don't know. So the interesting thing is that when we go ahead and search on Google, someone would have thought that's an anti-pattern. I don't know. I'm not even saying it is, or I'm not even saying it is not. But when I read it, cross-functional, lack of cross-functional team. I said, I don't think that's an anti-pattern. I feel it's a problem by itself. Maybe it is an anti-pattern because people did not create cross-functional teams because to address a problem before that, because they wanted to focus the team's knowledge, and a way for the teams to improve would be better if they are very focused only on one function. I don't know. But then the interesting thing is, anything that you think is a pattern, is a solution for a problem that we have identified over a period of time, can turn into an anti-pattern. So discuss, think about what an anti-pattern would be and what are the anti-patterns, and find out how much or what all anti-patterns do you have within your team. You guys take care, and please subscribe to the channel. I'll come with more videos. I want to do it every week. I don't know if that's possible, but subscribe to it. Listen to it as the Scrum Positive podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcast or Google Podcast, or watch it here on YouTube. You guys take care. Thank you.